limited to just those 8 hours. And the problem with, the reason we went to the trailers was because every morning we would come to work and there was recycling set sitting outside the gates. So to make it so it wasn't blowing and so that our workers weren't out there cleaning up outside the gates every morning, we said, well, if we provide them a trailer and let them put the plastic in the plastic and the cardboard in the cardboard, it's not blowing around and we can just pull that over and process it. So that was the long answer to your
question. I'm going to go back to your statement.
That's over 50 a day.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So that would be putting us up around 225 to 250 cars a day.
And I'm just concerned about...
I think if you move it out there, you will not have that kind of participation because it's not as convenient. I don't think people will drive out,
where?
To the transfer station. Yeah, at least you have the schools there, so you'd still capture that population.
Do you know where we're talking about at F Highway, the barn there?
No.
F Highway.
160.
Okay.
And that's kind of more of a, I guess you'd call it like it's not quite as centralized, but a location off to itself to where you could do all your, everything you would need to do. I mean, I've already, the main thing would, that I would need to do more on would be the hazardous waste. Scott and I talked about the rest of it. We've got our tin and aluminum that we could currently do in the trailer that we have. And Purina was willing to bring a container down again. The only other deal would be to get a contract with somebody to do our paper or our plastic and cardboard, a contractor, to haul off the bales.
And then I think whatever. Purina would do that so that you don't have to deal with the mixed paper, because I called them about getting one for Ulster schools, and they said, sure, but they're going to be bringing us one this fall.
For paper only?
Paper for them.
Yeah.
You don't have to handle it.
That's the way we currently do. We've got a container just for paper.
Brandy, I pushed a survey out to the community to see if they would support the county taking over. The comments, just to some boil them down, were if the fee's not too much, because I asked them if they'd be willing to pay a fee, and if I didn't have to drive too far. I think if you put it on a highway, you're not going to get all the brains and business that the recycling center gets. So if the city of Branson brings in a third-party contractor to do curbside, sign a contract with somebody at your curbside, you're going to get a portion of those that will go that route. So those numbers you're giving us aren't going to automatically roll over.
My concern with F Highway and 160 is there's nobody manning it now. Whereas, I mean, I know we'll have to have additional employees, whether it be existing or whatever. At least it's on a property where there's multiple employees. There's already a presence. There's already... At F Highway, there's none of that, other than, like, the sewer district has some people out there, and they use it as a...
They do.
But they're not there on a regular basis. No. They're just there to work on some of their stuff. How much money would it take to retrofit one of those buildings to make it suitable for... to make it a facility?
Well, you're looking at right at $5,000 for the three-phase electric to get it to the building. You're talking probably around $5,000 for the new roof it would need, and you're talking probably $15,000 to $20,000 by the time you would. I got a picture here, kind of one of the places where they frame a wall in where you can have your different bins for plastic, cardboard, tin, aluminum, and those bins that I was talking about the one there.
And then, what would it take to build a pole barn? Does the tire thing have to be enclosed, or can it just be like a pole barn covered?
I would just at least need a covering, but then it would be a matter of, like, I build a containment area to put the cut tires in so I can come into it with a wheel loader and load them. And so you're talking an expense there, if you, a great deal of an expense.
Would it be a container, or just be a, I'm just asking, like a block wall to be able to push
kind of
it
like
up
our glass recycle bin, three concrete walls.
You'd still have all that traffic going in through with them.
The traffic, Travis, I talked to him on the traffic flow. If you want to mention what you think about it, Travis. We'd even looked about going beside the fence down the platted road and come in from down below. But it's still, they're going to be intervening up there on top where they're coming off of the inbound or going back to the outbound.
Travis, you might introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Travis Heyer from HDR Engineering. Yeah, my only thing on the traffic is obviously with the transfer station, you're weighing in, weighing out, and that's your one entrance. So if you're bringing them in that same entrance, you're going to be interfering with your scale traffic. So a different entrance would be better if it's dual, mm-hmm. but you're talking some expense there. Now.
How many people do we have in there a day during our trash roundup where we call?
I don't know, Brandon.
400, 500?
Yeah, we in 2 days at that location, we had 89 ton brought into it.
But we don't know how many people that equates to?
Of course, on Saturday.
It's half a day.
Yeah.
3 o'clock? Is that when we clock?
Well, on the cleanup, yes.
The cleanup, I'm starting. Yes. I thought that's what you meant when the cleanup was taking right. place there. Okay.
You guys want to pull these locations up?
You know, just leave your good ideas over there to yourself. I got an idea. Let's put it up on Beacon so you guys can see exactly where we're...
Thank you, Scott. Can we do that? I think you can do that.
Just go to whatever program you've got. I mean, you're in the...
She might want you to come around and help with that.
And while they're working on that, I just want to take a moment to thank all of you commissioners who worked together with the city for years, and Scott and Devin, and your tire recycling has been hugely successful, makes a huge difference, and glass recycling, you just totally stepped up and made that possible, and all these years you've been managing it and loading it and constant contact with me for to manage the overall administration for, you know, it's coming in from several counties, so we've been successful partners before, but I just want to acknowledge the county's role. You've had a big role.
Well, I can vouch for, cardboard. Just from Bass Pro alone, there's semi-trailers of nothing but cardboard been coming into the dump because of the recycle center they cannot go to.
And unfortunately, that's money being thrown away because...
Well, depends on how you look at it.
Oh, Jim Von Baron?
Yeah. Talked about cardboard and how we increase the prices, especially with the shutdown of COVID and then the import, et cetera. So that's money being just absolutely thrown away.
She's right, and it's like any other business. It goes up and it goes down. And at the end of last year, if we put our cardboard in a mixed load, it was worth $5 a ton. If we held it until we had enough to ship out all one load of cardboard, it can go mill direct, that was $30 a ton. So I held all of it. I held 4 loads and just got $100 a ton in June. So there is some management to this, and I felt like I'm accountable to the citizens of Branson to help make and have an income to offset the expenses. So like even with paper, you could give it to Nestle Purina, although they would not give us a bin. We couldn't get a bin. But I knew that mixed paper at that time was selling for $25 a ton, and we sorted our office paper and got $200 a ton for that. So I would have felt like I'd had to be accountable if I just gave all that paper away. But yes, Debbie is correct. It took some management.
So I'll zoom out so we can get our location. This is 160 and F. Of course, right out here is this Bull Creek. 65 and F's here, so it's, you see the location out there.
It's probably, 5 miles off 65?
Yeah. towards the west. I think it's this building here that we're talking about. Is that right, Devin?
Yeah, you can go back to that one. What I hadn't had in mind in talking to Scott also was creating a loading dock right here for the semi-trailer and utilizing like these three bays right here for the, you know, the cardboard, plastic, what have you, and a couple of them over here we could utilize for the tin and aluminum. And then you've got your break room area right here and bathroom. When they move out, it's going to open up a lot more room, and you've got an entry you can come in here, or you've got an entry you can come in here.
Is that building being utilized for anything right now?
Storage. Were you thinking about moving the employee that's out at the east at the mechanics
barn?
I
would propose letting Tyson, you know, be one of the, or letting him do.
Would we still have a collection site or whatever at Kizzy Mill?
That's up to you all. I mean, the more collection sites, the more personnel you're going to have to need to be going around and watching over all the collection sites. I would recommend trying to try it at one location, see how it goes, and then branch out from there.
To get your location set up, get everything smoothly, get it the best that you can do with what you.
How does that work with, you said Christian County, they have something in Sparta and Billings, so does the individual cities kind of have their own little, and it's actually taken there to sort and distribute?
And they were cutting some down, narrowing it to make it
something you
the labor.
With those mobile trailers is require anyone bringing a mobile trailer to bring two able-bodied people with whatever community they're representing, that they have to remain here and work during the whole time to get that material out, and that way they can see if there's contamination. We've got a problem. But they're handling the contamination instead of your employees.
And that's what we do right now. We don't unload any of the, we have several hundred trailers come through there per year. And we don't have to unload them. We help as a courtesy, but there's always we require two people to come with any trailer. And they unload them, and they identify their contamination, but we don't have contamination. That's why Christian County shut down their trailers, because they didn't have outreach and education, and they had more trash than they did recycling.
Yeah, they're willing to give them to us.
And the key is placement. There are some areas, for example, in our solid waste district where the trailer is right beside a police station, or it's someplace that's highly visible and well lit. So people are not dumping their trash, which is a real problem.
People take their trash to private businesses, trash cans, and then they justify as to why they can do it. So it's people are people.
Well, don't we have some district areas that have a fenced-in area and it's only open certain times, and there's workers that are close enough they can watch it?
Yeah, Indian.
Cranes is like
that. Who's?
Crane. Crane's Galena. Stone County.
In Galena's at their courthouse?
Yeah, right at the courthouse.
Yeah.
It's got a fence and a gate they lock.
And it's mainly used by the courthouse, and to my knowledge, they only bring us cardboard in that, which again, that's a trailer load full of money. And but Indian Point built a little enclosed area. It's about the size of this area right here, and they have a trailer there, and they staff it with senior citizens. And it's open a couple days a week, and they pull it to us, and they help unload it, and boom, it goes on a truck.
So there's options.
Yeah, and that's been really successful.
Ms. Wyatt, you asked about Monette's tonnage, and I got an answer back. It's 108 tons last year, and they're to 68 tons right now. So on pace for